Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm really optimistic that there's still a lot of details to work out, Sean. And so to say that we've got a deal, that wouldn't be accurate. But I can tell you that the president is engaged not only personally with the Freedom Caucus, but with a real unbelievable broad spectrum of the GOP conference.
That's Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina. But for purposes of that interview, more importantly, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, who have been holding out on the health care bill, speaking last night, by the way, to Sean Hannity on Fox News. Joining us on the line right now is Daniel Haller, vice president of government relations of the Heritage Action for America. Good morning to you. We wanted to bring you in here today because you have had some continuing concerns about this health care measure as it is being developed and about to be voted on by the House of Representatives. It sounds as if the Freedom Caucus is finding some kind of deal that makes it possible for them to vote for this measure. Where are you still on this matter?
Yeah, well, I think like you heard Congressman Meadows say, there's not a deal in place yet, but if the White House is negotiating in good faith, which it seems like they are, and they're willing to add some measures in there that actually get at the Obamacare regs, that's going to be hugely important for conservatives. I mean, the main problem with the bill that Paul Ryan drafted is we're not doing enough to drive down premiums. So if you say you repealed Obamacare, but you're not driving down premiums, that's bad policy, but it's really bad politics.
All right. So is it your sense that what needs to be done is being done? Do you have any intelligence on that matter?
It depends on who you listen to. You know how this works. There are certainly some encouraging signs. The question is, are they going to go far enough, fast enough? This may play out late into tonight, into tomorrow, so we're going to see. But things are finally moving in a positive direction after Speaker Ryan and the leadership team basically refused to negotiate with conservatives for the last couple of weeks.
And here's my problem, and I've been saying this all morning, is I've seen this from a couple of people. I think the Republicans have painted themselves into a no-win corner. I think that they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. If they pass this, they're going to make a lot of people unhappy, and if they don't pass it, they're going to make a lot of people unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, Speaker Boehner a long time ago said, Obamacare is settled, let's move on. It's because he didn't want to go through the complicated process of repealing Obamacare and putting something else new in place. But the reason this is so difficult is because the Republicans started from the wrong position. They're basically negotiating which parts of Obamacare do we repeal. The question should have been, let's repeal it, and if there was something valuable in Obamacare, let's discuss bringing it back. So we sort of started from the wrong process.
Gotcha.
But we are where we are, and Congressman Meadows and conservatives and the White House are doing a good job of trying to make this bill better.
Paul, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say one more question about that. What about an option that I haven't seen? I even haven't seen it discussed. An option to just provide catastrophic care. And everything after that, you open up the markets, let people buy insurance. They can pick the plan they want for the care they want, as little or as much as they would like.
Yeah, I mean, if one of the amendments that's being talked about, which gets rid of the essential health benefits mandate from Obamacare, if that actually gets included, that will allow us for the type of coverage that you're talking about. That type of coverage was prohibited under Obamacare. So you're right that it's not being talked about because this has been an awful process. But if we get some of these amendments that are being discussed, you can begin to move in that direction. It's not going to happen in this bill, probably,
okay,
but you'll at least have the groundwork laid to move that direction.
All right.
I want to go back to something I heard you say, that you thought that that this could be resolved today, maybe tomorrow. Do you get a sense that the vote is sliding?
The Rules Committee basically has a rule in place now that they can go back and meet any time So we're sort of on same day rule authority here through the weekend. So, I mean, they're supposed to vote tonight. The expectations is that it will slip, and leadership has given themselves a bunch of wiggle room to do this over the weekend and into Monday, I think, as well.
Okay. So you would not be surprised at all that if the vote slipped, but that doesn't mean necessarily that the vote is in trouble, just that they need time to work out some of these details that are in last-minute negotiation.
That's right. I think what's really clear is that the bill Paul Ryan has can't pass, but if they are negotiating in good faith with House conservatives, then it's okay if the vote timeline is slipping, because that means we're going to get a better product in the end.
Well, then just
that's the way it should be done.
Yeah, bottom line it for me, though. What do you think the chances are that some measure can pass the House? Give me a percentage.
That's a good way to make myself wrong. I think there's a good shot that that something can pass, but it's going to require Paul Ryan to negotiate with conservatives. And if he's doing that, I think you have a 75% chance of something passing, but it's certainly not the bill in front of us.
Yeah, and it's not going to make them happy. I like the idea of, and this is where I think the Republicans need to do a little PR work, which they're terrible at. They need to they do, because as you said here, this is just the first step, and they have said that there's going to be three steps. I don't care if there's five steps, as long as I know that in each step, this is what we're going to address. I think they would allay a lot of fears, and they might have more support if they would come out and say, okay, in the next step, we're going to do this, the next step, so that I can see if my concerns are addressed. Because ultimately, if my premiums don't go down, I'm not voting for any of them.
Well, right, and that's the big thing. Because right now, the bill that Paul Ryan has isn't going to do enough to drive down premiums. And that's why it's so important to repeal Obamacare's regulatory architecture. If you don't do that, premiums are going to remain high. The Republicans will lose in 2018 and beyond. That's a really bad situation, and it makes all of our premiums stay where they shouldn't be. So, you know, the incentives are all there to get this right, even if it takes a little bit longer than tonight.
Look down the pathway here. Assuming that something comes out of the House, it's not going to find favor in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, the Senate is completely different, but we've seen this before. The House passed a Obamacare repeal bill through budget reconciliation process in 2015. It was a bad repeal bill. The Senate got it and said, this is awful, we can do better. And the United States Senate did better. So there's a track record of the Senate actually doing a better job mm-hmm. when it comes to Obamacare repeal, even though that was vetoed by President Obama. They have a track record of being able to do better. And so I'm optimistic that with Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Tom Cotton, Ben Sasse, and others in the Senate, that they're going to be able to take whatever the House gives them and actually make it better.
Are there any Democrats that are going to vote for this?
Nope.
Not one. Okay, I just thought maybe there'd be an outlier somewhere. There might be one. But all right, I thought I would ask.
Yeah, in the House, I don't think there's going to be one.
Try.
In the Senate, you might get one. Well, thank you. Listen, I appreciate it. Daniel Holler, Vice President of Government Relations for Heritage Action for America. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks.